Aircheckdownloads.com.
Always dangerous to read a dedication without pre-reading it beforehand, but here we go. Could you give a mention, Simon, to Linda Hackleton in Barnsley? She's the big 4-0 today, and we thought it'd be nice if you could do something a bit special for her, like mention her name. Don't forget we'll be listening in, and we'll be very disappointed if you don't do anything. If you do read it out, though, we'll all pay our poll tax. That sounds pretty pathetic reason. Sue, Jane, Janice, Sue, Sarah and Kylie all work at the Town Hall in Barnsley, and you get a mention. Could you play something for Paul and Mark and Popeye? First day back after the Easter holidays and we're all really depressed. That's from Paul, and that's your song. That's no otherwise. That'll be Eric Clapton, I suspect. Thank you for the On This Day in History course. We'll give you the answers in one moment's time. We have some important information, though, first of all, coming from Rod with Headline News at this moment.
Thank you, Simon.
Go ahead.
Prison officers in riot gear have moved into Bucklechurch Remand Centre near Bristol to try and regain control for about 100 young inmates who have been causing disturbances during the night. Former hostage Robert Polhill has arrived in West Germany on the first leg of his trip home from Beirut. There are hopes a second American may be freed within hours, and some hospitals should carry a government health warning, according to a survey by the health unions. They say it's the fault of contracting out hospital cleaning and catering services. One FM News at 7:07.
Going to play the new Hot House Flash singles record of the week right about 20 minutes' time. Have a chat with Liam from the band. Tomorrow's guest producer is going to be Pete Waterman. Looking forward to having him in.
Ooh, special.
He'll say a few controversial things. That's Sybil, Walk On By. And it's 9:03, and here's one of Mike Reed's new poems.
If from the public way you turn your steps up the tumultuous brook of Greenhead Gill.
Yes.
You will suppose that with an upright path your feet must struggle.
Yep.
In such bold ascent the pastoral mountains front you. Mm. Face to face.
I think he's daft, actually. that was a That's poem it. Called Michael, read by Basil Bunting. But who was it who died on this day in history, 1850? Well, none of these.
Hang on one second, guys.
This will be the list that's outside with Amanda. Come on, Amanda, sort yourself out.
Amanda, get yourself sorted out, woman.
Here they just come now.
In fact,
I can see it coming through. It's coming through.
Was it Shakespeare?
No, he also died on this day in history, but that wasn't any of Shakespeare's poems.
Was it Keats?
Have we got a winner?
Was it Browning?
Just off the teleprinter.
Thank you very much indeed. Was it Jim Davidson, scriptwriter?
Could have been.
Was it Samuel Pepys?
No.
Barry Burns?
No.
Roy of the Rovers?
No.
Adam from the Garden of Eden?
No.
General Gordon?
No.
That's what I thought. And I honestly haven't added this one in. Bod and his strawberry milkshake.
Yes, of course, that's absolutely correct. What we were after, William Wordsworth. William Wordsworth died on this day, 1850. That was part of his poem, Michael. And this will be an excited winner.
From South Ealing in London, well done to Anne Brown.
Well done, Anne, who wins an On This Day in History book and a little video, and that's the way it was on this day in history.
This is Richard Skinner.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just thought you'd like to know. You're tuned to Britain's most listened to radio program. Thank you very much.
AirCheckDownloads.com.